These university students are protesting against what they say is the university's administration ban on marches. Student unions have long influenced Palestinian politics, and Birzeit University's administration says they're still allowed to express their opinion. But since the establishment of the Palestinian Authority in 1994, the power of students has been diminished. Many say they used to be players, but have been reduced to bystanders.
Although the Palestinian youth is a majority, their representation in politics is minimal. I think our political parties have aged, and there's a culture that prefers seniority over young people, and we don't have elections to establish ourselves.
Recent polls show that 70% of Palestinians want general elections in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip, but 50% say they're not optimistic they'll be held anytime soon. The Palestinian Central Council, PCC, is meeting on Sunday to discuss policy decisions and fill in top vacancies in the Palestinian Liberation Organization, or PLO. Several political parties are boycotting the meeting, saying elections are needed to end internal divisions. Hamas and Islamic Jihad are not members of the PLO. They haven't been invited and say the meeting is illegitimate. Fatah holds power in the West Bank and also has much influence on the PCC and PLO.
I realize that Fatah is the main body in the PLO and in the street, but they can't be the whole PCC and PNC. They should allow other factions to nominate their people to top PLO positions.
Critics say that the Palestinian Central Council has become more powerful in recent years. In 2018, the National Council delegated more of its powers to the Central Council.
Replacing the role of the National Council with the Central Council was a huge mistake. This is the highest Palestinian parliament that represents all Palestinians at home and in the diaspora, but it was replaced with a weak Central Council that only represents certain parties and people of their choice.
General elections were last held in the occupied territory more than 15 years ago. While it's not easy to know which party is more popular, Fatah has the grip of power in the West Bank while Hamas controls Gaza.
Elections for the Palestinian Authority should have been held only once. In my opinion, we are a liberation movement, so one election is enough. The second general election in 2006 was a mistake.
As Palestinians do not seem to be getting any closer to holding elections, many analysts say meetings like this one aim to give legitimacy to the current political leadership. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the Occupied West Bank.